Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking some hilarious and yet interesting tax facts.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so April 18th, tax day 2017 is right around the corner. And if you haven't filed your taxes yet, I've got some great podcasts that I've been doing since January for you to check out with all sorts of different tips and information. We did a great podcast last week on myfreetaxes.com, a great way for you to file your taxes for free, federal and state, if you make under $64,000 in 2016. So lots of great resources. I thought it would be fun as we kind of round out our talk about taxes to talk about some kind of funny stats about tax day 2017. And Every year that I've done this podcast, I kind of scour the internet from all different sources to find some really interesting kind of talking points to bring to you. And this year, it was like they were delivered in my lap. So WalletHub.com put together this awesome infographic on lots of different interesting 2017 tax day by the numbers. And I thought, you know, after reading through this, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to talk about some of these numbers because some of them are so fascinating to me. But honestly, look, if you're in a situation where, you know, you're struggling to pay your taxes, I've had a lot of questions. A lot of people have written in to me asking about, you know, what if I owe money for my taxes and I can't pay them? There are all sorts of resources to help you pay for your taxes. You can get a personal loan. Credit card is obviously not the best place, but sometimes it's the place you've got to go. And if that's your choice, what you're looking for is the lowest interest rate possible. So if you could get a 0% balance transfer offer or something like that and get that amount that you owe for your taxes paid off in a short period of time, that is going to be a great way to do that. The IRS also has a payment plan. And so you can also work out a payment plan that you pay each month until you get that debt paid off. So there are lots of ways for you to, approach paying off the debt. Avoiding it and not dealing with it is certainly not one of them. I know sometimes people think, oh, I won't file this year and it won't be that big of a deal. Well, it is a big deal if the IRS comes back to you and says, hey, you didn't file your taxes. And suddenly now, you know, it's a couple years later and you owe a lot of money, a lot of interest on top of what you already owed. So what I'm just encouraging you to do is do the ethical thing, file your taxes, get your taxes paid. If you need to file an extension till October, do so. Remember, that doesn't extend your deadline for paying whatever you owe, but that does delay you actually filing the paperwork. So there are a lot of resources out there. Again, I've done a lot of podcasts, so go back and listen to some of those on some tax tips. But today we're going to just talk about some fun, interesting things, right? So the first thing I thought was really interesting was the estimated revenue from taxes for 2017 is actually $1.651 trillion. That is a lot of money, over a trillion dollars of just revenue coming in from income taxes just for this year. And it cost the IRS to collect $100 in federal revenue, 35 cents. I thought that was super interesting as well. And so the individual income tax returns are expected to be filed in 2017 is $153 million income taxes expected to be filed this year. 80% of those are going to be filed electronically, which is really, you know, the new way to file your taxes. Not new, you know, but I would say in the last, 5 years, it's definitely been the way that people file the taxes. And it's so easy because you don't almost want that paper trail anymore, right? You want the electronic version of filing your taxes. And I want to say, if you do e-file your taxes online, right, and you get any sort of email, well, you need to get an email confirmation that your taxes were filed, make sure that you hang on to that email, like put it in a safe folder or something in your email. Just in case there's ever an issue, you know, you could go back to that email and say, no, I actually did file my taxes. The IRS doesn't like when you just say, yeah, I filed my taxes and you have absolutely no proof of it. Really doesn't go over too well. So make sure that you keep all of those emails. Actually, I keep mine for about 5 years. I have 5 years back of e-file, like confirmation emails in a folder that I have in my email, just in case something comes up, right? Because the IRS can also go back several years. It doesn't have to just be last year or this year, whatever it may be. Another interesting fact was the average tax refund is $2,897. I thought that was interesting. I actually thought that number would be, you know, potentially a little bit higher, but in any event, so this is something that you're going to want to pay attention to. So 88% of all refunds are paid through direct deposit. And again, let's all go electronic here. You know, getting the paper mail check, it's going to actually take longer because all of these agencies don't want to deal with paper anymore. So for instance, let's say your return was accepted anywhere from April 3rd to April 9th. Your direct deposit would be sent on April 21st, but if it was a paper check, it would be sent on April 26th, right? So there's a little lag there. If you sent in your return and it was accepted April 10th through April 16th, you can expect your direct deposit on April 28th and a paper check on May 3rd. And if you sent in April 17th through April 18th, the due date, you could expect your direct deposit on May 5th or your paper check mailed to you on May 10th. So if you want to earmark those days and go look at your mailbox, again, there's a lot of mailbox fraud that's going on with return checks. So if you're going to be out of town or anything like that, you either want to put your mail on hold, which is kind of a good thing to do, or just make sure that somebody can, you know, access your mailbox that you trust, that can hang on to. If you're expecting a check, that you can hang, you know, they can hang on to that until you get home. Because I have, I've had way too many friends who've actually had their paper check in the mail stolen, and you know, the check was never cashed, but it was such a fiasco for them to get a check reissued. It took forever. So I just don't want you to be in that particular situation. And 90% of refunds are actually issued within 21 days or less. So again, that's another thing for you to kind of think about if you're, you know, expecting a refund. And they've also had about a 28% increase in the use of the quote unquote, where's my refund tool in 2016. So you can actually track where your refund is and, you know, where it is in that process. If you're like just, you know, salivating, like waiting for that money to arrive. I know that I've done that a few years in my early 20s. I was just like on pins and needles, like, when am I going to get that refund? When am I going to get that refund? Now that I'm an entrepreneur, you know, I'm usually sending the IRS money. They're usually not sending me money back, but, I'm going to live vicariously through all of you who are actually, you know, getting money back. So this was funny. I think this is hilarious. So the question was, what would you do for a tax-free future, right? And 19.82% people that were polled said they would actually get an IRS tattoo. They would actually tattoo IRS on their arm or on a body part in order for them to have a tax-free future. And I thought about that and thought, well, that's a little crazy, but you know what? I would, I'm not above that. Like, I would tattoo IRS on my body somewhere if it meant I didn't have to pay taxes in the future. 16.07% would actually move abroad. I don't know if that doesn't actually solve the problem, but, you know, I guess people aren't actually thinking that far. 9.77% of people said they would give up talking for 6 months. So they would not talk for 6 months in order to have a tax-free future. I don't think I could do that. I mean, I am a quiet person. I don't mind being by myself, but 6 months is a really long time. Here's the funny one, all right? 5.94% said they would name their firstborn child taxes. Now that's just crazy talk. There is no way I'm naming a child taxes just to get out of paying taxes. I mean, maybe you put it as a middle name, right? But a first name, I don't know. And then what would we rather do than pay the taxes? So 73% of people said they would rather do laundry than pay taxes. I actually don't mind doing laundry. Laundry to me is not like a big chore. So I thought that was interesting. 56% said they would rather mow the lawn. 51%, I love this one. 51% said they would rather teach a teenager how to budget. I love teaching teenagers how to budget. So, I mean, to me, that would not be a bad thing. 44% said they would rather cook Thanksgiving dinner, and 40% said they would rather change dirty diapers. Very interesting.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. So when we talk a lot about fears on tax day, you know, it's a really real thing for people, this fear of either owing money, of an IRS audit, whatever it may be. There's a lot of fear, especially with newer filers, that maybe you're going to do something wrong. Maybe you push the wrong button, maybe put the wrong number in, and like suddenly again, there's going to be like a knock on your door. People are going to like, you know, push through the door and handcuff you and take you away. That's not going to happen. Not unless you do something really, really, really bad. So the poll says what we fear most on tax day. So 32% of people actually fear identity theft. And that's real. I mean, that, again, I see that happen all the time. It's really easy for people to take your Social Security number. Our Social Security number is everywhere. It's hard to, you know, really securely protect our Social Security number, but just do everything that you can, you know, to protect it. Try to not write it on pieces of paper where, you know, lots of people are going to see it. You know, try to like shield yourself when you're typing it in on a computer. Don't share it with your friends or with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Nobody needs to know your Social Security number except you and maybe your parents. So just be super cautious with things like that. And also if you have, you know, like your W-2s just kind of laying about, and let's say you have a party at your house or group of people over, like, put that stuff away. They don't, A, need to see how much money you made, and B, they don't need to have access to your Social Security number and all that kind of stuff. It's, you know, it's like adding another layer of temptation that just doesn't need to be there. All right, 29.85% of people fear making a mathematical mistake. Again, it's that is a reality, and I'm sure that there are a ton of mathematical mistakes that happen. But again, it's not the end of the world, so don't freak out about it. 20% fear not having enough money to pay. Yes, again, I talked about that in the beginning of the podcast. There are lots of ways that, you know, even if you have to put what you owe on a credit card, and that's not a great solution. That's kind of the worst solution, right? But if you have a plan to pay it off in a reasonable amount of time, I would say within a year or less, it's not a horrible option if you absolutely have to do it, right? 18% of people said they fear getting audited. And I understand, I actually fear that one myself. So, you know, that is a very, very real, they're all real fears, but that this is definitely a very real fear. So the average amount spent on completing and filing a 1040 in 2016 was actually $280. That's decent. That's pretty, you know, we pay a lot more than that in Los Angeles, but you know, I think some of you that live in other states, you know, that's probably a good average. And 60% of taxpayers will get professional help in 2017. I'm a huge fan of professional help, especially if you have just been through like a life stage, right? So if you just bought a house, you just had a baby, you're just starting a business, things like that, it is definitely worth spending the money on hiring a tax professional to help you figure things out when you're in those transitional years, right? Because there may be things that you're overlooking, maybe deductions you're not thinking about that you could take. So there are lots of ways that, you know, having that extra set of eyes can really help you, you know, maximize your deductions, because that's what it's all about, right? I don't know if you've ever called the IRS before, but sometimes you could be on the phone for a really long time holding. So the average wait time when calling the IRS in 2016 is 17.8 minutes, but that's actually 42% less than 2015. So in 2015, if you were on the phone, it would be about 30 minutes that you were waiting for, you know, someone from the IRS to come on and talk to you. If you own a business out there, you probably want to pay attention to this one. So there was actually a 17% drop in corporate audits in 2016. 0.49% of corporations were audited in 2016. This is the lowest rate it's been in a decade. Hooray for that, right? So we talk again about identity theft. So $14.59 billion in tax refund fraud was attempted in 2015, and 85% of attempted tax fraud was prevented by the IRS. That's pretty cool, right? But that just shows you that, you know, it's really real, it's happening, and, you know, I don't think you can ever, like, fully protect yourself from identity theft or from, you know, fraud when it comes to your tax returns, but you can do everything that you possibly can to shield yourself from, you know, from being a victim. And then, you know, there are so many different IRS codes, you know, accountants, some of them are really good with the IRS codes and they know all this. Others, you know, probably have to look this up, but there's 4 million internal revenue codes. That is a lot of codes. And 5,900 changes to the tax code since 2001. That just blows my mind. And there's also been $4 billion to $8 billion in like what's called lost and found. So an annual amount of uncollected taxes due to IRS budget cuts. So there are all sorts of really interesting stats when it comes to tax return. I mean, I could talk about this stuff forever because I think just there's such a mystery around tax filing, right? Again, it's one of these things that every year like sneaks up on us. You know, it's like January and then all of a sudden it's April and we got to file or we got to come up with money, and you know, especially new filers are nervous, and it's a whole process. But you know, once you've been through this a few times, you know, there's nothing really to be scared of. Just be super protective of your information. Hire a professional if you need help. It's worth the money. It really is. And you know, if you pay $500 to an accountant to help you get, you know, $2,000 extra in deductions, I mean, That's a good return. I'd take that all day long, right? It doesn't even have to be that, you know, that high of a ratio difference, but you know, that's what they're trained to do, trained to help you. You know, that's what, you know, financial planners like myself are trained to help you figure out these different issues that come up when you're in these different life stage moments, you know? And I think those of us in our 20s and 30s, even 40s, it's like, you know, we're experiencing all these things. We're getting married, we're having babies, we're getting divorced, we're getting remarried again, we're starting businesses, we're closing down businesses, we're moving from working full-time to working freelance. I mean, we've got side hustles. We've just got a lot of components that make up your tax return that, you know, sometimes it's really good just to get somebody else's opinion and somebody else's eyes on your numbers and your information to help you think things through, right? And then from there, you can decide whether you want to file your taxes on your own. I mean, there's so many great services now to help you do this. Or if you want to continue using the tax professional, you know, I've done it for years and years and years, and I'm a huge advocate of it. But, you know, it may not be right for everyone at every particular point in time in your life. All right, so point is, April 18th is rolling around. If you haven't filed your taxes yet, you got a few more days. Get everything in. Get the amount paid that you need to. Don't be afraid. Don't hide in a corner. Do the right thing. And, you know, before we know it, we're going to be talking about podcasts again about end of the year deductions and credits and things that you should be thinking of. So we get like a small reprieve for a few months, and we kind of go back to talking about all this. All right, as always, you can follow me on Twitter @ShaunaGame and Instagram @millennial_money.